Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. First, I have to ask you, how are you doing? I literally pray, and I mean this with all of who I am, that you are doing so well in Christ until your maturity is causing you to know that Satan can't do nothing with you besides hell. That the only thing he can do is hell. That he have nothing on you. That you matured so well until Satan knows he can't do nothing with you. That he understands that you are the model of Christ so heavily until literally you just feel peace and tranquility. You know what I'm saying? That you just enjoy the beauty of Christ so wonderfully until Satan just has to stand by and wait for the time to come for you to mess up so he can say, I now found a weak spot. Follow what I'm saying? I say that because of this here. God has, by that of the Holy Spirit, given me the revelation that the reason why many of us have not allowed ourselves to be more like Christ is because we have stifled ourselves from maturing in Christ. And the reason why we have not allowed ourselves to be more like Christ by maturing in Christ is because many of us don't like to suffer. Many of us don't like to go through things. As a matter of fact, we shy away from having to go through hard times, hardship. We shy away from things. And the reason for that is because so many of us have become so spoiled, so used to wanting comfort, so accustomed to wanting our way. Until when it's time to have to go through something, we move out the way so that we can have it to where we can have an easier day. And it is through the suffering that you learn obedience. It is through the suffering that you learn maturity. It is through the suffering that enables you to become a teacher. So you cannot teach somebody how to go through something if you haven't been through it yourself. You know, the old saying is, the only way you can show me about it is because you've been about it. That's what I would like to talk about today, okay? But allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I always thank you first, Heavenly Father, as I always say, Father God, please forgive me for my sins. Yet I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you gave me time to ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that I never have to ask you to forgive me for the same sin, because, Heavenly Father, I come to understand that if I'm just simply asking you to forgive me for the same sins over and over again, Heavenly Father, then what I'm asking for is futile, because the reality is I'm not really trying to stop sinning that particular sin. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to use me in every shape, fashion, and form that will give you glory, so I decrease so that you can increase. Touch every heart that's under the tone of this voice on a level that causes each of them to come to understand that you don't only want a relationship, Father God. You want a friend. You want us to become your friend. You want us to feel so comfortable with you, Heavenly Father, that we can actually consider you as a friend. You want to feel so comfortable with us, Heavenly Father, that you become a friend. I pray that we come to understand that reality. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, you know, I learned that children who are going through cancer or who know that they're dying of AIDS, or children that have HIV very badly, the children who's going through different things, whether emotionally, emotionally or physically, we come to understand that you will see a maturity in them. And the reason why is because they come to a point in life to where they dealt with so much pain until when they have those comfortable days, they never pass it away. They never just throw it away because they know that the pain is going to come again. They understand that the pain will probably live with them for the rest of their lives. They understand that reality. So what most have a tendency of doing is coming to the conclusion that we need to concentrate on the people who've gone through pain for us. You understand that? Like a child looks at his mother and starts feeling sorry for his mother because he come to understand that this woman loves me. My father loves me. So, and I know that it hurts them to see me go through pain. So they start beginning to concentrate on how to comfort them. They may become jokesters. They may learn to write poetry. They may learn to do whatever is necessary so that the parents can get through the day. So the parents can say, look, my child may not be here tomorrow, but look at him being a hero to me today. We begin to understand that reality when we look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we look and see that even though he was going through the pain, the suffering, the persecution, as he's being ridiculed, as opposed to him concentrating on what he was going through, he concentrated on the people. He concentrated on what the people must be going through, even though the people was hurting him. You come to see that people who are in pain, if they don't allow themselves to concentrate on other people, they're going to concentrate on themselves and hurt people. So through Christ Jesus, I love watching children because the reality is children get to a point, it's not about my pain. It's about the suffering of the people who's watching me in pain. And children get to that point to where I need to help my mother, my father, whomever it may be, so that they can get through having to deal with me going through what I'm going through. This is what I love about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he did not come to get served, came to serve. He didn't come to live a long life. He came to die so we can have life. He didn't come to judge us. He came to enrich us. And when he was about to die, I want you to try to imagine being so afraid until you literally sweat blood. I gotta be honest with you. I remember being so afraid at one particular time in my life. I was a child with my stepfather. I was trembling so badly until I messed on myself. I peed on myself. It was so bad until literally I almost passed out. Thought he was gonna kill me. Sincerely, I'm being very honest with you. Now, here it is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's going through what he's going through so badly until he's sweating blood. Just think about that. Just for a second. I'm just giving you a second. Just allow that to go into your spirit. Just that this man is going to die. He knows that he's going to die. Yet he has faith in his Father, faith in our God, our Creator. He has faith, but the pain that he had to suffer is something that he did not necessarily want to do for a second. If you remember, he said, if it be your will, Father God, let this pass, let this cup pass from me. But let it be your will and not my own. If we allow ourselves to get to that degree to where we can say, you know, literally, I understand this now. You mean to tell me that in order for me to become a doctor, I got to do 4 years of college. I got to perform some things on an actual human being. There's some things that I have to learn. There's some things that I have to master. I have to take tests and I have to be approved. There's some things that I need to do before I actually get the job as a doctor. If I'm going to be a counselor, so there's some things I need to learn. There's some things I got to go through. Some fears I have to face. There's some things I have to deal with before I can get the degrees to be a counselor. It's the same thing in Christ. There's some things that you got to go through, some things you got to endure, the things you got to suffer. There's some things that you have to master so that you can have the ability to show that God lives in you. And once you allow that to happen, you become wise. You begin to teach, because now you have something to share more than just simple lip service. You have a love for people on a great level because you understand that with the things that I've gone through, oh my God, look what this person is going through or having to deal with. Oh my God, look what this person is doing. Oh, now I understand the sufferings of this person going through alcoholism and drug addiction. Now I can see it. Man, look, because I remember the things I had to go through. Wow. You don't begin to be so quick to criticize because no longer do you be one who's just on the side. You be one to participate. You be one who say, I got your back. Now I know. I didn't know that how difficult this can be. I didn't know how bad this can be. I now understand. So as opposed to puffing myself up by ridiculing you and making it seem like you this or that, I'm here with you to help you because maybe I'm not suffering the same thing or going through the same thing, but I do know what suffering feels like. But if we allow ourselves to run away from the suffering, then all we did was get into pampering. So you'll see grown men acting like children, and although they may be great fighters, they may be getting the greatest respect in prisons or on their blocks or in their games. But you see them acting like children in so many ways because of the fact that they would rather beat you down than to have to go through the suffering of growing spiritually. And when you stop that, what happens is you're telling yourself that you don't want more for yourself. See, because you may get the respect because you were able to beat somebody down or you was quicker than somebody mentally, but that's all it is. You grow spiritually by going through what you go through and having the ability to deal with it on a spiritual level, as God would so have us all to deal with. So when I look at these children, I come to see how great they are because, in fact, they come to the point of looking and saying, this hurts. So I don't want my mother to hurt. I don't want my father to hurt. I don't want my friends to hurt. This hurts. And that is what I believe with all of who I am, what would bring a unity that causes every one of us to say, I don't want you to go through no pain because this hurts. I want to let you know I love you because I know what pain feels like. I want to let you know that I'm with you because I know what pain feels like. I know what suffering feels like. I understand it now. When I first looked at The Passion of Christ, literally I was just blown away. I couldn't even watch it all the way through because I'm looking at these people beating this perfect man, the only perfect man on the planet, and let it be understood that it doesn't matter who you are. Because of the fact that people don't want to see anything that causes them to have to look at themselves, they will kill you. So now I understand drive-bys. I understand why a person would kill you, because in fact he may be able to rap better than you, or you sing better than you, or a person would sabotage you because he this or because of that. I understand that now, because the reality is everybody wants to feel better about themselves, and they do not want to have no one come and necessarily challenge them. So many people have died because of the fact that somebody challenged them. Life challenged them. So, of course, if you look at it, most people failed the challenge. But in Christ, no challenge beyond you, because you're more than a conqueror. Yet, the only way that you lose is because of the fact you've decided that the challenge is greater than you. And you don't really believe that he who's in you is greater than that challenge. Don't nobody like to necessarily suffer. Nobody likes to go through the pain, you know, those growing pains, as my mother used to call it. I tell you, it is through the suffering, it is through the pain that you actually begin to identify real joy. It is through the obedience that you actually begin to understand real love. It is through submission that you begin to understand freedom. It is through the freedom that you begin to understand the actual act of peace and tranquility. You've got to go through something for you to be able to identify something. And when you allow yourself to have that such ability, you look and say, okay, I got this. Oh, this feels so good. Thank you, Jesus. As a matter of fact, Father God, Holy Spirit, thank you for having me to go through these things, because now I got a PhD in psychology. I got a PhD in sociology. I got a PhD in this and that and this. And the reason why is because I've gone through these things. I remember now in New York City, we used to say, you get a PhD in streetology, because you learn everything you possibly can about the street. But when you enable yourself the ability to enjoy the beauty of God, you're learning everything about the kingdom of God. So you get a PhD in kingdomship. And that's what we all should be thriving for, what we all should be moving to have. And the reality is because there's so many people who need him, who want that peace and that tranquility, who want to have the things that is needed. So I learned this here very carefully, and I only learned this because the Holy Spirit gave me the revelation. He said that people don't want to have to work to get rich. People don't want the richness of what God has to offer, because people don't want to work to get it there so that they can have it, so that somebody else can get it. And it's very hurtful, and the reason why is because there's so many people out there who is hurting, who need to have us enrich their lives. And you cannot go to somebody and necessarily tell them how to be rich if we allowed ourselves to continuously stay poor. You have to look and say, I want more. I want more. I deserve more, because God planted me in my mother's womb so that I can have more. He said he knew me in the womb. Before I even hit the womb, he knew me, and he formed me and ordained me to be a prophet. He just didn't say, I ordained you to be just a saint. I ordained you to just be just a baby in Christ. No, I ordained you to be a prophet, the highest, a teacher, one who's in control, one who have great things. Yet in order for you to get to that point, you got to be a babe as a saint. going through things, learning things, you have to go to school. And I'm not of where you get a degree. I'm talking about the school of the kingdom, where you go through some suffering because you love somebody who literally you want to hate. The school of obedience when you want to just live your life the way that you want to live it. The school of spiritual growth when you want it to be a child. One of my most favorite verses is 1 Corinthians 13:11, where Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, I act as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. To become a man, to become an adult, I had to put away the things that stopped me from being a child, made me be a child. The most beautiful thing about you having the ability to grow up, you can now look at children, even though they may be older than you. Because just because a person is of age chronologically does not mean he has the ability or she has the ability to handle life spiritually as an adult. Because really, nobody wants to go through any trials and tribulations. And of course, don't want to. But since we have to, since we must deal with it, I believe with this with all of who I am, we should deal with it with a mature state of mind. Yet the only way that we can actually do that is we have to be in Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, those who are in Christ, Lord have mercy, are new creations. Old things pass away. The things that has to do with, oh, I don't want to have to do it. Why should I have to do it? I don't want this, and this is not the way it should go. This is unfair. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Oh, this is the way it is? Then let's do this. Let's handle this. Let's do what we got to do. Yes, it's going to bring about some pain and some suffering. Yes, it may bring about some tears, and cause me want to hide from time to time. But let's deal with this. Because we are ambassadors. And as ambassadors, we must represent Christ on a level that causes people to see we are not no punks. We're not afraid to handle life situations. We're not afraid to handle the things that ordinarily people run away from. We are not afraid. Because we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, but more than conquerors. And the only reason why we have that is because we have Christ in us. So we can deal with life on a level that says, is that all it is? Yes, it hurt. Yes, that hurt. Yes, that got to me. Ooh, ooh. Yes, that did it to me. We was able to do that. Not me. Not by myself. No, we. Meaning who? My Father, my brother, who is Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is my helper. We handled this. And we did that because of the fact that God is the creator. Jesus most certainly is the one to provide the salvation because of the blood. And the Holy Spirit enabled me to have the power to get it done. We handled this. We're always going to go through some suffering. We're always going to go through some hard times, some trials and tribulations and hardship situations. We're going to go through some things, especially when it comes to losing loved ones. But we must be able to look at it with a sober mind and be able to say, you know what? I can handle this. Father God, I that I love very much. But as opposed to me going through all of the emotional things that would cause me to say, wow, instead what I do is, Father God, what would you have me to do? I came to serve. Yet I'm going to go into my secret place and I'm going to cry to you later, Father God. But for right now, what would you have me to do? Let's take care of the situation at hand so that you can be glorified. So that somebody can look and say, you know what, regardless to what this person handles or have to handle, this person make it understood that God is first. That's what my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. He made it so that we understood that God is first. My pain is not first. That's not what I need for them to see. Carrying this cross is not first. That's not what I need them to see. Yes, I had to do these things, but God is first. Because without God, I feel empty. That's why you heard our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ say, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? The one time in his life, I believe, the only time in his life that he actually felt alone. I'm doing what I need to do to save these people, Father God. But at this specific moment, I don't understand why you left me. I don't mind the suffering. I don't mind what I got to go through. That doesn't matter to me. Now that I'm going through it, I'm not bleeding blood no more, Heavenly Father, not from that of sweat, Heavenly Father, not because of the things of what I'm going through, Father God. No, those things are over with. But why have you left me, Father? But you know what my best part is? When he says, it is finished. I commend my spirit unto you. I'm giving you back what is rightfully yours. Because it is done. I've made it so that they can say that they're more than conquerors, and the only thing they have to do is believe it. The only thing they have to do is understand that they too have to go through some things, but they can handle it too. They can understand that you're not going to give them no more than what they can handle, and that you're always going to give them a way of escape. My way of escape, Father God, is when you made it to where I entered into hell, took the keys of Hades and came back up so that they don't have to go to hell. I've made it for them, Father God. Thank you for giving them a reason to want to live. Thank you for giving them a reason for wanting to get back to you. See, because a true conqueror is not one who's trying to save himself. A true conqueror is one who's trying to save the people. And see, that's what I love about him. Gave us that which says you could take the spotlight off of you and put it right where it belongs, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is our God. God bless y'all. I love y'all so much. Take care of yourself.